Wishing you a really lovely Monday as we move on to day three of our 5-day retreat. And thank you to those who joined me on Saturday and Sunday for the three classes we've done so far. They've really been beautiful. And for those of you who haven't had a chance yet to join, do go back. All of the replays are available there for you to listen, or to watch, I should say, and to enjoy them. So I hope they've been helpful for you so far. Today we're looking at healing the body. This is a really important topic because our body is what carries us through each and every day. It is the part of us that has been with us for our whole entire life. And I think a lot of times the body is one of the first things that we actually don't pay attention to. A lot of times we are in our mindset, you know, we're thinking a lot, we've got a lot going on in the brain, we've got a lot of busyness. And the body is the thing that just keeps us going through all of that. You get up in the morning, you're rushing around, you go to work, you might have kids, you might not have kids, you might have family that are, you know, stressful, you have relationships, you're socializing, you're exercising, you know, you're relaxing, you're doing all that. Your body is doing all of that for you. But the head is the thing that kind of keeps us moving. You know, we talk about keeping a clear mental space. But often it's like from the neck down, we're disconnecting from the body because we're so much in the head. And what I really love to help people do is to reconnect to their bodies, then to their heads, and then you can nearly connect to your soul. So imagine it going from your feet upwards. So it's like your body, your mind, and then your soul, and you're connecting in. And when you've got those in balance, let's say, then you can have the energy of the soul, the mind, and the body, the mind, and the soul, and it just moves up and down in a beautiful, energetic cycle. So I suppose the first thing for you to do is to think about how you're actually feeling in your body at this time. Are you tired? Are you in pain? Are you run down? Have you any sickness or illness at the moment? Is the body, you know, got any rashes on it? Like, have you, you know, what is your hair like? What's your skin like? What are your feet like and your hands like? What are your joints like? We have to connect in with every part of ourselves because our body is actually always talking to us and always trying to tell us something. So for example, if you break out in a rash, maybe the body's allergic to something that you've eaten or you've ingested. Maybe the body's stressed and it's breaking out in a rash, and an angry rash, because you're feeling angry and you're feeling upset. Maybe you're run down at this time because you're overdoing it and burning the candle at both ends and not giving yourself any time. Maybe your body is feeling good, which is amazing if it is, and tune in and connect to say, like, how have I kept my body in a good place? But wherever you are on that scale, whether you're really, really good in your body or really bad in your body, know that healing can always happen. But the first thing you have to do is have awareness. For us to heal anything in our life, we have to be aware of what's not working in the first place. But with the body, it's also, like I said a moment ago, about trying to understand what the body is trying to communicate to you. The body cannot talk to you the way the mind talks. We can hear our own voice in our head literally as we think about things. Emotionally, we feel things. So we might cry, we might get upset, we might be joyful. But the body can only indicate to us what's going on through physical feelings, sensations, pain, difficulties, stresses in the body. You might feel a surge of energy when you're in a really positive space. So my advice to you today, and just a really small, simple teaching for you, is to start to actually, every day when you get up, before you actually get out of bed, tune in and say, how am I feeling in my body? Go and scan your body from your head to your face, to your throat, your neck, your shoulders, your back, your stomach, your chest, your hips, your pelvis, your legs, your ankles, your feet. Go right through the body and ask how each part is. But also ask your emotional body how you are, because the body is also a container for all of your emotions. It's holding everything. It's holding emotions that you might not even realize are going on for you. It's holding your memories. It's holding your past experiences, your past emotions as well. It's holding everything. And a lot of times the body needs to be emptied out, like you'd empty a bin out, or you'd empty out, you know, water from a bath. We would empty it out and ask yourself, are you emptying out the body? Are you allowing your body to be supported enough, nurtured enough, and nourished enough to be able to move forward in each and every day? So just something for you to think about today. And I wish you loads of luck and good wishes as you work towards healing the body. Yesterday morning at our 11 a.m. class, I did a full guided body healing. It was absolutely beautiful, going through all the chakras of the body. And if you didn't make that class and you are looking to do some healing on the body, it could be something that would be really helpful for you. So have a great Monday, and I'll connect with you again tomorrow.